So the basic structure of an insight meditation retreat is to begin with practices that are primarily about settling us, calming us, and gathering the attention. So we've been mainly working with the breath as the way to do that, using the breath as the focus. And as we do that, gradually, slowly, the mind begins to calm. Sometimes does that quite quickly, and other times takes a little bit more time. But the primary intention there is to collect, to gather, to unify. It's the calming aspect of meditation. As the retreat goes on, we can broaden the focus and move into the meditation that aims to see clearly, aims to cultivate insight, aims to really investigate what's happening in our hearts and minds. And we do that by exploring different aspects of our experience in turn. So today I'd like to offer as a suggestion, and it's something that you can feel free to work with or feel free to put to one side, this reflection on mindfulness of feelings, or mindfulness of vedana, to use the Pali word. And by feeling here, what is meant by a basic sense of something being pleasant, something being unpleasant, or something being fairly neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And this is particularly important because this sense of pleasantness, unpleasantness is what can condition the craving, the clinging, the aversion, and all those things that add extra complexity to our lives and extra struggle and stress to our lives. So in a very profound teaching of the Buddha, he describes how feeling conditions craving, conditions clinging and grasping, which conditions becoming, taking birth in an identity, which then dissolves, leads to sorrow and distress. So this point of feeling is really important if we can be mindful of that moment, a basic sense of something being pleasant, unpleasant, neither unpleasant, nor pleasant, then we can begin to dissolve that process that creates the extra complexity in our lives. So a somewhat classical way to explain this might be when we see an ice cream or something like that. Yeah, so an ice cream to most of us is something fairly pleasant, and it's then going to condition that sense of wanting it, of trying to get it. It sets in motion a project. So in terms of mindfulness of feeling, we can just notice the pleasantness, yeah? Notice the sense it's pleasantness, notice that feeling arise, and allowing that feeling to pass. So in doing that, we're not governed, we're not controlled by these passing sensations of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. So as I say, I think although ice cream is almost a kind of classical example of this, I mean, I can certainly do this with all kinds of things. It might be the idea that a particular course would be really good, or a particular trip, or, you know, traveling somewhere. It could be all kinds of things that can trigger this sense of, that's pleasant and got to have it, and projecting a lot of wanting into that. And similarly, the unpleasant can so easily, habitually trigger that reaction of pushing away, don't want it, got to get rid of it. I notice this in my students at the college that I teach at, the 16 to 19 year olds. And we used to finish the college day at 4 o'clock, and at 10 to 4 I used to see them longingly looking at the clock. 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, then we'll be free. So I used to sort of play with that with him a little bit and say, look, you know, really, you're just sitting here, you know, you're in the chair, you're in the classroom, and it can't be that bad, can it? You know, what's going to be so wonderful in 10 minutes that's really going to deliver for you? You know, so there could be that kind of aversion. You know, I'm in a classroom and I've got to get out of it. So we can relax with that, okay, we can just be here and be with this moment. And when we're caught in that, either wanting or not wanting, it always seems to be round the corner. You know, so as I say to them, you know, we might be thinking, 10 minutes and then I can go. But then what happens? Then I'm on a bus. I probably want the bus to get to my destination pretty quickly and then, you know, get home and think, now I'll be able to have my dinner. When's dinner coming? When's dinner coming? And impatiently waiting for that and then scoffing down the dinner and waiting for the favourite TV programme. And this is the kind of stuckness that this being driven by pleasant or unpleasant can lead us to. It's like the perfect moment or what we want is always just around the corner. So in being mindful just of that moment of pleasantness, moment of unpleasantness, we can more and more inhabit our lives. We can be present. And wherever we are, through the whole of the different processes that come and go in our lives. In practical terms, in our meditation, we can continue to use the breath as the main object of awareness, as the main focus, as the main point to come back to. But just noticing when we're drawn away from that, whether it's to a bodily sensation or a thought or a sound, just noticing if those things have that feeling tone to them of pleasantness or unpleasantness. And just being mindful of that basic sense of feeling. So it might be a pain in the body. We might notice that, feel that, and we can just note unpleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling. And we can be aware of it, we can watch it, we can see how it shifts and changes. And how so often these feelings that seem to demand immediate attention, if we're just there with them, if we're just still with them, then they can fade in their own time. The other thing I wanted to talk about today is another of the paramis that we're exploring, and this is the quality of energy, or virya, in the Pali language, virya, energy. And we've probably noticed how during the course of the retreat our energy levels fluctuate. Sometimes we feel full of energy, full of enthusiasm, other times things seem to have shut down and we're much more or quiet or sleepy or drowsy or lacking in energy. And so working with energy skillfully, wholesomely, is a very interesting aspect of the path. And one way to bring energy to our meditation is really to reflect on the preciousness of this moment. The past is a memory. The future is yet to arrive. So now is the moment when we can really bring that energy. Just reflecting on the preciousness of this moment. And bring some lightness, some energy to our practice. I think our sense of energy is very much related to what we value, what we feel is important. So if we have a sense of something being something that we really want to do, something really vital, something really important that can bring energy. And often our energy feels much more stuck if we're doing a task that somehow doesn't feel so important. And those times, perhaps in our workplaces at times, we can feel like this, where we feel somewhat alienated perhaps. There might be work which we're not really that engaged with. There's a kind of sluggishness to how we can tend to approach those tasks. And I think this really indicates how our sense of energy is related to struggle. You know, if we're resisting the moment, if we're resisting what's happening, it's like our energy is not really available. It's kind of caught up in that resistance. And at other times we might feel what we could call being in the flow. When the sports people talk about being in the zone. It's not a forced energy, it's not a kind of restless or tense striving after something, but just a natural flow of energy as we're engaged in the task, we're engaged in what we're doing. And there's almost what we might call an effortless effort, to use the language of paradox, an effortless effort where energy just flows. And at times in our meditation practice, it feels more like we're having to work hard. We're having to put a lot of effort in. There's not that much momentum. But other times it can really feel like that, that it just begins to flow. And so in working with our energy, and just trying to begin to cultivate a sense of a balanced energy, an effort that can be sustained, an energy that can be sustained. So we're letting go of that kind of habit of, you know, almost putting in too much effort and really going for something and sprinting in our lives, or sprinting in our meditation, and right, I'm going to go for it, 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 and then slump, because it can't be sustained. Yeah. So, in time, and it's an art, it really is an art, and it takes time to train and develop this, but that feeling of an easeful energy, a balanced energy, a bright, alert effort, that's not forced. That's the kind of energy that we're beginning to cultivate on the retreat. So today, perhaps having these as background intentions, these are things that you can pick up and use, or things that if they don't feel relevant to you at this moment, just put to one side. So everything we're offering is a suggestion, is an invitation. So feel free just to continue working with the breathing if that feels most appropriate. Feel free to practice this mindfulness of Vedana, our feelings of what's pleasant, what's unpleasant, and what's neutral in our experience. And feel free to explore this sense of balancing energy. And just have that as an investigation. You know, where is this effortless effort? Where is this bright, alert, easeful energy? And how can that be brought into being?